I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Charles. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Happy 2026, everyone. Hope your holidays went okay. You guys have good holidays?
Yeah. Just busy.
You had family in town?
I did, yeah. Did a little birthday stuff. We did like a six pubs of Christmas, which was fun. Yeah. Mike showed up. Right after Christmas, had family in town, and then...
Did the family do the six pubs of Christmas?
No, that was before they got
okay,
there.
Okay, good.
My mom is 81, and she does not get around like she used to.
Can't keep up with that.
That sounds like a lot anyway.
And I would kill my sister by pub three.
No.
Mike, do you enjoy time?
I did. I really did. You know, the first week, obviously, was all business, and it was getting Christmas stuff locked down. Got a little bit of a reprieve when I got to go hang out with Ted for his birthday, do the six pubs of Christmas. Christmas Day was nonstop chaos. And then, unfortunately, but also fortunately, the wife came down ill for that last week.
Oh, no.
Just got a cold that just kicked her ass for a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, they got the super flu. I don't know if that's what it was, but that's
she wasn't
around.
Like throwing up or anything, or body aches or anything. It was a cold that wouldn't let up. Like she thought she might have COVID. But never actually got, we didn't have a test or anything like that. Plus, she was fine. Yeah. So, kind of slept it off. We did, however, on New Year's Eve, we were stupid enough to go out there and we got 50,000 steps on New Year's Eve before to ring in the new year.
Okay. I looked that up yesterday. That's like running a marathon.
Just shy of it. 23, 24 miles, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you walk?
Just right around my place in Tacoma. We walked down 6th, kind of did a little drive-by of her family's houses because they're all over the place around there in the Tacoma area, and just kind of stayed there local. You know, take a little halftime to grab a nap in between, and then get back up there and try to get the other half.
That's a lot of steps.
Yeah, that is.
That
is.
I do. I try to do one urban or two urban hikes every 1 to 2 months.
Yeah,
and I just, even though I've been around these places, like the businesses have changed, the restaurants have changed. Yeah. Like I'll hike around South Lake Union, and the last time I did, I got my phone out, started taking notes. Like, I need to come to this, whatever, White Swan, Beer Hall, Oyster House, or whatever.
Absolutely.
Ended up going over there. There's a, what the hell is it? The seafood place, it's not Ivers.
Duke's?
It is Duke's. There's a Duke's over on South Lake Union, which I still haven't been back to.
It's been years. I don't know.
Yeah, now that we got one down there in the Ruston area, but the, you know, because I'm the
Duke's
same way,
great.
Miles. Like,
but I'll also pop in and get a beer too.
Whatever we've gotten, you know, like our 40,000 steps, we've come all the way up here to Seattle. We'll walk around Green Lake and stuff like that. So she didn't know why I wanted to stick around the home area. I said, one, I have to drive, and two, it's like I'm driving all over the place. You know, when we're going to her family's house, or when we're going to the grocery store, whatever it is, it's like I'm driving. I don't actually get a moment to sit here and look at the businesses that we have and see what it is that we've got going on here. I can actually sit there and really break down what it is that we've got here.
Yeah. Steve, you had family in town?
Yeah, my parents are here for a couple of days. That was about it, man. Four days.
So it was more, not like 2 weeks or 10 days.
Well, last year, my mother sent me a text. Hey, do you mind if we come up for Christmas? I said, of course not. And in my mind, a week is what you're asking for, if you know what I mean. So my wife didn't say anything. She just sent me a text of their itinerary. It was 2 weeks. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That's a long-ass time, yeah. Right? So this year, what we decided to do, my wife's clever planning, she said, hey, I thought of a gift for your parents. I said, what? She goes, why don't we fly them up to see the grandkids for Christmas? But that way we have control
over the dates.
Over how long.
You'll be here for a week.
They were here for 5 days.
Right, perfect.
5 days. And perfect. That was a decent amount of time. But because after the 2 weeks, I was like, look, man, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. Because that's about the amount of time we have off. Yep. In the entire time we were off.
You're entertaining.
They were, right. And look, it's your parents, so it's kind of easy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But also, they're your parents.
But it's not.
So it kind of sucks ass, you know what I mean? But yeah, so 5 days, I'm like, perfect. Good time. Kids are happy to see him. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Mouse.
I went down to California.
California.
From one of my pilgrimages to Palm Springs. So last year I went and saw my kid, so I didn't get a chance to go. So I booked this probably a few months back. And great deal, by the way. Got to use my points on like the hotel and the car and all that crap.
Nice.
So... But typically it's 70, 75 degrees. It's sunny. It does get cold at night. So I fly down into a pouring rainstorm.
Oh, no.
You know, like, you know that feeling when you fly into Seattle and it just gets really dark and the beads of rain start to, you know, trickle down the windows.
Sunny skies till you get through those clouds.
And you get through the clouds. See, you leave Seattle and you get out of that and you get up in the air and coming down into Palm Springs. Here comes the darkness. Here comes the rain. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. We had to wait to land because there were a couple other planes circling the airspace for whatever reason because they couldn't land because there was so much water on the runway. Right. I don't know what they do to get that off.
But they don't either because it doesn't rain there.
That's what I'm saying.
They're like, yeah, that's the problem.
But the thing is, so I probably got there like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm starving. So I'm not too far away from the hotel from the downtown Palm Springs. My buddy's not coming in until the next day because he's got crap going on with his job. So anyway, get down there, walk in a pouring down rainstorm to downtown Palm Springs. The streets are flooding. The water does not go into the ground there. And I mean, like every block you would have to navigate on the corners just so your feet wouldn't be completely submerged in the water because it was so deep because of the flooding just in downtown. Now, I'm soaking wet. I get downtown. I've got a jean jacket on. It's soaking wet. It weighs 150 pounds. I step into a bar, and people are partying. I mean, they are so happy. Like, isn't this great?
Oh, really?
I just walked out into it. This is amazing.
Oh, they never get it.
No. They thought it was fucking amazing.
Water falling from the
sky. I'm just sitting there biting my lip like, you fucking motherfuckers.
Why don't you go back up to Seattle?
They
live prop.
Loved it. Fucking loved it. It's like, God damn it, man. Jesus Christ. Eventually, I settled down, you know, after the rain stopped. But I was like, you got to be fucking. Of course, the last 2 days that I was there, the same thing. So I was only there 5 days, whatever.
Sure.
First day, pouring down rain. Last 2 days, pouring down rain. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
The weather here was awesome between Christmas and New Year's.
It's
unbelievable.
And then when New Year's happened, New Year's Eve, that fog rolled in, and then it was just garbage then on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my mom this morning, and I was talking about the weather. She's like, how's your weather? I was like, it's been kind of gray and raining since you left.
Yep.
Yep. And downtown Palm Springs, they have this huge New Year's Eve party with fireworks, with bands and all this shit by the Aqua Casino, which is not too far away from the hotel I stayed at. They block off the roads, set up a stage, do all this shit. About 9 o'clock at night, man, it's dumping. I mean, dumping. I didn't hear any fireworks. I didn't hear the bands I normally heard. Like, nothing was going on. They block off this huge parking lot. They have food vendors. They get all this shit. They're all set up because when I'm walking back to my room, I see what's going to happen.
Right.
It's like, this is going to be a good time. I'm going to stop in here. And I woke up after a nap, and it just started to get dark again. It started to pour down rain. I'm like, fuck that.
Doggone it.
Fuck that.
Doggone it.
Yeah, how did you not go to Sherman's?
Based on the fact that most of the golf courses I play are in La Quinta. So that's about a 45-minute
hour drive. Oh, yeah, that's down valley, dude.
Yeah, so I got to, so I typically just eat breakfast at the golf course. So I just got, all right. But the golf course is up late. I mean, hell, they have like a full restaurant menu. Shit. I mean, I ate good.
Nice, dude.
They had
that's one of the best delis I've ever been to in my life.
Breakfast fried rice at this one place.
Breakfast fried rice.
With
hell
eggs,
yeah.
Bacon, sausage.
That sounds good.
Fried rice. Yeah. I was like, this is.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right. Okay, where we left off on the picks.
Jesus Christ.
From,
for the record, this? I didn't win 1 week.
No
in my pick-up pool.
You didn't win, well...
Not damn. 1 week.
God damn, man.
Well, you were 13-3 the last time that we did this.
Sure.
So it must have been the week before. Mike, you were 12-4.
Okay, I'll take
it. Steve, you were 9-7. I was 12-4. So we're gonna
do. Somebody went 11-2 or something.
Of course.
Telling you, every week I thought I did well. Somebody else did better.
Damn. Son of a gun.
Okay, so let's do the wild card weekend here if we could, real quick.
Yeah.
We've got the first game, which is Saturday. The Rams are in Carolina. At Bank of America Stadium. Tickets to get into that playoff game, $182. I'm going to take, I know Carolina will be fired up. I'm taking the Rams.
I think Carolina can be as fired up as they want. They're going to lose. I'm taking the Rams.
I really want Carolina to do a repeat and kill the Rams again, but I don't believe they're going to give me the Rams on that one.
Yeah, the Rams are going to win that game.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be ugly.
Carolina got kind of hot there towards the end, but right before the end. Then we played them. Then they lost to the Bucks?
Right.
Or they beat the Bucks?
They lost to the Bucks.
Right. So that's a tough.
Panthers are happy to be there.
Most expensive ticket in the wild card weekend, that would be $438. Soldier Field as Green Bay is in Chicago to take on the Bears.
My brother's officiating that game.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna take the Bears. Green Bay is just
the second most flag happy referee crew,
yeah,
as we saw.
I'm gonna take the Bears. I don't think the Bears are great. I think Green Bay is actually a better team. They're just playing like shit for the last month.
This is a tough one. I guess at home, fans will be fired up in Chicago. You never know about the weather. That shouldn't affect Green Bay. I'm going to take Chicago.
I'm going to take Green Bay. A, because I want them to win. They're a lower seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then B, Caleb Williams had a good year. I don't know. First playoff game. Maybe gets a little nervous or anxious.
Never know.
I love how they all say, and every player says this, for every fucking playoff game, every goddamn year, it's just another game. 100% of them at the end of every playoff game go, yeah, man, playoffs are a lot different. But we know.
Right. Yeah, I like Chicago on this one. I think they are both playing really well. I think Chicago's rolling right now. I think the Bears are doing good, and I think they're going to keep that momentum. They're loving the fact that they're beating Green Bay right now, so I think they're going to continue to do it.
Three games on Sunday. The first, the Buffalo Bills in Jacksonville to take on the third seeded Jaguars.
Man.
I think the Bills pull it out. But Jacksonville's on fire right now. I'm not taking anything away from them. I just feel like somehow Josh Allen puts on his fucking fourth quarter cape and gets it done.
Hmm.
This is going to be my upset special on this one, because I think this is the Buffalo Bills' kind of last chance with Josh Allen to really do it and erase that donut. But I don't think they do it. I think Jacksonville comes out and surprises them. Give me the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the start of the season, I thought the Bills were easily the favorite. But I'm with Mike. I think Jacksonville's rolling. I think the Jags win this game. Also, I saw some stat that, like, the Bills haven't won a road playoff game in some crazy amount of time.
Oh, really?
You look at the AFC in general. Everyone said, look, this is going to be the year that the Ravens do well.
Oh, the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs.
All these teams that are there all the time, you know, that hasn't happened. Buffalo, one of those teams. I take Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay.
Jacksonville. I mean, I also will say, while I'm picking Jacksonville, I also agree with Thrill. Josh Allen is that good and could throw on his cape mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. I think it's going to be a close game, and then Josh Allen just does what he does.
Sure.
Next game is my upset special, San Francisco in Philly to take on the Eagles. I say San Fran goes in there and wins that football game.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Miles.
Okay.
I think the Eagles are frauds.
I do too. Here's the thing. This is what I think about the Eagles, right? They're not a bad team, but they will not get you from behind. San Fran can put up points. The Eagles, they're an 8-minute drive team, so if they need to score points quickly, I don't think they do. Other than the one big A.J. Brown catch that we'll all see, and I think that'll be it.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles just seem streaky. But, man, San Fran's got some people back. I'll take the Niners.
Niners. Clean sweep there. Final game on Sunday, the Chargers are in New England to take on the Pats.
Is anybody taking the Chargers? I love the Chargers. I love Justin Herbert, and I am an apologist for him. I don't think there's any getting past New England right now.
I think the Patriots' defense, I think, slows them. I'm taking the Pats.
Okay.
Mike, I'll take the Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers as well.
All right.
You know what's weird? Without Tom Brady and without Bill Belichick, I don't hate the Patriots anymore.
No. Yeah, right?
Like, I should. They're in the playoffs.
They're actually pretty
damn good.
They have
a good team. Yeah, I'm like, hey, good for them.
And the Monday Nighter. This probably will be one of the more entertaining games you'd hope of the weekend. Houston in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
Go Texans.
I'm taking the Texans. That defense is so good. I just don't see the Steelers scoring on
them. No.
Yeah, I think that'll be the difference. Yeah, I'm taking Houston.
Here's the question. If Pittsburgh loses a home playoff game, does Tomlin get fired?
I don't think so.
I don't think really? He is, because I'm taking the Steelers.
I don't think so. Really? You think he might?
I mean, Baltimore got rid of their coach.
We didn't get into the playoff. I think it all came down to a fucking kick.
Like, but I mean, the Steelers, one of these coaches, some point, right. You got to go, all right, how many years are we going to go 9-8 and get bounced from the playoff?
And I'm kind of there, because if you remember right, before the season started, Tomlin's head was on the block. And now all of a sudden they snuck into the playoffs. I agree with Ted. He might actually be out this year.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what happened with Pete Carroll, too. Like, it was just like, all right, we're just barely sneaking into
the playoffs.
You
know what I think is going to come down to with Tomlin, honestly? If they do well in the playoffs to keep his job, but assuming they get bounced in the first round, if Aaron Rodgers comes back next year, then I think they bring Tomlin back, just because Aaron Rodgers is one of those dudes. Tomlin's not here, I'm not playing, right? Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is trying to get a new coach. And for whatever reason, people defer to his ass.
It won't happen, but I think they could do the funniest thing ever. Hire Harbaugh. the Ravens hire Tomlin.
That would be badass. I would take that deal.
Bitches, enjoy the weekend, man. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,